Scotland has been promised more devolution in the wake of the referendum result. How would that look to people in other parts of the United Kingdom? Reporting for PM from the northeast of England, David Rhodes.
It's rehearsal night for the brass band of the Durham Miners Association. You'll find them practising in South Hetton, a former pit village that's never really got over the closure of the local coal mines.
We go from our youngest player's 11, and I wouldn't like to say how old our oldest player is.
Heather is the band's administrator, but during the day she's a local teacher by trade, and for her the Scottish referendum debate has brought into sharp focus the extent of the devolved powers Scotland already has.
They can do far more with their education system than we can. Student loans, £9,000 a year. And in Scotland it's free. I think it's unfair that Scotland, they didn't get their independence, but they're getting a lot of concessions on the back of that.
The North East is the poorest region in the UK, with the highest unemployment rate in the country, which stands at nearly 10%. In Scotland, it's just 6% and falling. With its existing powers, the Scottish Government has created a growing economy, and for Teesside's only Conservative MP, James Wharton, the prospect of devolving more power to Holyrood creates a danger for the North East.
We already have Scottish Enterprise, which quite rightly tries to attract investment into Scotland. But sometimes that investment is making a choice. It could go to the north of England, or it could go to parts of Scotland. If more of the powers that Scotland gets are used to bolster its competitive edge, to encourage companies to invest and locate there rather than in Teesside, which I represent, or in Tyneside in the North East, then clearly there's an unfairness, and that's what we need to guard against.
And big business is already choosing Scotland over the northeast. In 2012, the Spanish wind turbine company Gamesa was weighing up where to create 1,000 new manufacturing jobs. The choice was between Hartlepool, where I am now, and the port of Leith, near Edinburgh.
It was essentially a beauty parade between us here in Hartlepool and Scotland.
It was a body blow for Hartlepool's Labour MP Ian Wright when Gamesa chose Scotland.
Whitehall trying to corral seven different government departments to show an interest and then put something on the table to attract investment was incredibly difficult. In contrast, Scottish Government and Scottish Enterprise just basically said, with one person, what do you need?
I should mention, Gamesa is yet to open its new factory in Scotland, but Ian believes had those jobs been earmarked for Hartlepool, it would have done wonders for a town where you can find some of the highest levels of child poverty in the UK.
Providing that cluster could have provided more really well-paid, highly skilled jobs and allow everything else to thrive here in Hartlepool. I do fear that we'll be squeezed. So you'll have Scotland with more powers. You have a largely indifferent Whitehall who doesn't understand the needs of the North East.
Westminster is yet to decide what the final package of further devolved powers for Scotland will look like. There is a consensus in the North East, though, that this region needs some of what Scotland already has, devolution from Westminster. However, there are differing views on what that devolution should look like. First, Conservative MP James Wharton, and then Labour MP Ian Wright again.
The answer to the question is not more politicians. That is not going to help. And I would prefer to see targeted tax cuts, expansion of enterprise zones, and maybe even a voice in government.
I think the prospect of regional government, I think that ship has sailed. I think it's also a question of making sure that local councils have a say and what we need to be doing with combined authorities so there's that democratic accountability.
Back in South Hetton, and the issue of regional devolution will not be the main topic of conversation for the band as they file out the village hall and head home this evening. But for people like Heather, she believes the North East does have a future ahead of it. She just wishes the region could play a more prominent role in shaping that future.
I think this region's got a lot going for it. There's a lot going for it that people don't know about. It would be nicer to have some kind of regional way of looking at things that was focused on what the people of the region actually wanted.